Today's daf is Titus daf Yud Zayin. Titus Yud Zayin. We left off Tes Zayin Amud Beis at the bottom of the page by the two dots. We've been discussing the different nusach of the tefillos that were added to the Shemoneh Esrei on the fast days. We're by the two dots. Rabbi Aimer Leitzer Chlam Zuchernis. Rabbi argued on Zuchernis Shafers. He said they did not say Zuchernis and Shafers on the fast days. Amar Adam in the Biyafa by time the Rida was trying to Rida. He substituted two other psukim. If you remember. Most of the brachas, the other additional brachas, the four, were from Tehillim. Right? Plus Zechorinus and Shafers. That total six. Rabbi Yehuda added two more. He took out Zechorinus and Shafers and added two more from Nevi'im, from Sukkim and Nach. So why not Zechorinus and Shafers? If you should have Zechorinus and Shafers, Ella, top of Yin Zayin Ben Aleph, according to Yehuda, Ella, Barashana, Vyavil, Svashas Mechama, Dafka, Roshana, Yavil, Yom Kippur, Vyavil. That we've had many times. We had that throughout Mesechus Roshana. We had that you say, the Malchus Zechorinus and Shafers. By Roshana and by the Yevil of Yom Kippur of Yevil, but it's interesting. We are focused on Zechorinus and Shafers. Rashi over here says obviously Roshana and Yevil get Malchus as well, but Rashi seems to say that you get Malchus Zechorinus and Shafers b'shas Melchama. Rashi says all of them. Rashi says Malchus Zechorinus and Shafers, all of them are b'shas Melchama. Rashi actually sticks it also that's not clear. V'le'adinan minas parish. I'm not sure where Rashi quotes a pasuk. To see where we get some sort of element, v'chi savoyel melchama is possible by midbar. Ba'artzchem al har al atzar atzer itchem. So Rashi quotes that pasuk. The pasuk does describe there about trumpets. Rashi brings that pasuk, but even so, Rashi's not satisfied. Rashi the Mefarish, that's a full source for the shas melchama gemachas shavu zechorinus. But the point is, according to me, the stafka there and not on a fast day. Okay, we said in the Mishnah that the two of the endings to the extra additional brachas were, one of them was Misha'ana as by Eliyahu, and one was Misha'ana the Shmuel, Mitzvah, and the first one ended with Shema'a Tzaka, and the second one ended with Shema'a Tefillah. Says the Gemara now, there are those that flip it. Tana Yesh Machlifin Tzaka Eliyahu was Tefillah. There are those that switch the Tzaka to Eliyahu, Shema'a Tzaka goes back to Eliyahu, and Shema'a Tefillah goes to Shmuel. So Mar says like this: Bishlam Kav Shmuel Ksev Beit Tefila Ksev Beit Taka. By Shmuel, the word Taka and the word Tefila applies in the Pesukim describing the story by Shmuel, so it makes sense. Shmei Tefila or Shmei Taka. So either one makes sense. El Gabi Elio Tefila Ksev Taka Like Ksev Tefila is what it says by Elio. Taka doesn't say there, and if it doesn't say Taka, wouldn't it make sense that Elio Bar Kamal, when we reference that, we should end with Shmei Tefila, which is what it says, not Taka, and Shmuel, which is both, will say Taka. Answers the Gemara, no, you have Tzaka by Eliyahu as well. Where? Aneni Hashem Aneni, Lashon Tzaka. The Lashon Aneni Hashem Aneni, that is Lashon. Of course, that's where we get our whole idea of Aneni Hashem Aneni, right? The Aneni Lekeinu Aneni. We get that idea from the way Eliyahu cried up our Kabbalah. But the point is, that is, even though the word Tzaka wasn't used, that is the Lashon of Tzaka. That's the equivalent of saying Tzaka. Okay. Al Shishas Uaymer, Misharas Yaina. Al Shvis Uaymer, Misharas David. So the sixth was the Mishan of the Yaina. The seventh was he went to David Shlema B'nai, right? Michti Yaina busted David Shlema Avi. Yaina clearly came after David Shlema. My time back then, Bracha. So why in the brachas that we add on a fast day do we put Yaina before David Shlema? Answers the Gemara: the way the Michta Merachem Alaretz, because we want to have the last bracha and Nuaf Baruch Merachem Alaretz, which fits better with David Shlema. Since David Shlema, it's the Lashon of Merachem al-Aretz fits better with them because they were the ones that settled Eretz Yisrael, built the Beis HaMikdash, they're instrumental in the building the Binyan HaBayis, so therefore the Lashon of Merachem al-Aretz is associated more with David Shlema, and since we want to end off that, because that's of course the focus here, that the land needs its rain, needs its nourishment to grow, so therefore, talking about a drought, and therefore that one goes last, even though it's out of order. So Erech Rami, David Shlema should have gone before Yehuda. It's out of order for a reason. Merachem al-Aretz asks the Achrenim, obvious kasha. Elio Bar Kamel was also after David and Shlema. Why does the Gemara not ask about that one too? The Chorei Elio Bar Kamel also was after David and Shlema. That should come after as well. Azay Fekta Masha. Now there is a medrash that Elio was whom was Pinchas. Elio was Pinchas. If you all know Elio was Pinchas, then Pinchas Taka predated David and Shlema. In the form of Elio. Then he was afterwards, but he lived afterwards, but he predated them as Pinchas, and therefore that would be Kasha. Marshal brings that option. But Marshal brings that he doesn't want to rely on that. Rather, we know in the Gula, Asida, what's going to happen. First is going to come Eliyahu Navi, and then it's going to be Mashiach Ben David. So since the ultimate in the coming of days, it's going to be Eliyahu first and then Mishael David, so we're okay to have in our Nusach, in our Brachas, Eliyahu first followed by David, in kind of in light of the futuristic hope when Eliyahu is going to come before David in order to usher in the coming of Mashiach. So therefore, the order over there, that didn't bother the Gemara, only Yehuda before Shlomo and David bother the Gemara. That's the Marsha's second Teretz. Karen Aira answers that we know, we just had a Gemara, a Machlek is whether Shemat Tfilah, Shemat Akas by Shmuel, or by Elio. Either way, we want those two brachas to be together. Once we want those two brachas to be together, so therefore Elio was put earlier next to Shmuel before David and Shlema, just because we wanted the Shemat Tfilah to be with Shemat Akka. Therefore, it was together. Tais Yantar will suggest a very simple answer. Once we gave an answer that Baruch Merachim Al-Arts had to be last, so then it's not true anymore. We won't get out of order. Dan and Shlema have to be last to have Baruch Merachim Al-Arts last. Once it's last, so the fact that Elio is going to be first, where it is in order, doesn't bother us as much as I am for the Tais Yom Tif and the Mishnayos. Okay. Says the Mar further. Sholish Tainias, Tana, Mishab Simchas Amru, Baruch Mashmah Ravim. In the Brice they taught, you know the ended off? They actually ended off in the Lashon of Baruch Mashma Rabbim, which means Blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who brings down the haughty ones by calling the whole, by bringing the whole world to its knees, so to speak, by not having rain, and everybody being desperate for rain, begging for rainwater, all the Bagaivas, all the haughty ones, all the deniers now have to beg to Hashem, and therefore it compels them to do tshuva. That's the bracha they made at the end. Now it's the ultimate benefit of the unfortunate calamity of the drought. Shalosh Tainias is obviously a different malach in Bechlau. What the nusach of last bracha was, as opposed to Merach Malaritz, it's rather a bracha of Baruch Mashmo Rabbim. Shalosh Tainias Rishonis Achi Mishmar Mizan Vlei Mishnevim. The three Tainias Rishonis, we said the Mishmar, the Anshe Mishmar fast, and they don't complete the fast. Where's the base Av? They don't even fast. Okay, that's not the part we're going to focus on. The Mishnah then segued into the idea of Shisui Yayin. It segued into the prohibition for, we know Kain certainly can't drink wine. So the Shalom is, what about the Anshe Mishmar and the Anshe Beis Av? We said the Anshe Mishmar were able to, the Mishmar is a for us, were able to drink at night, not by day, whereas the Anshe Beis Av weren't able to drink by night or by day. Says the Gemara. The Bryce is elaborating on what he said in the Mishnah. Why do they say that Anshe Mishmar are able to drink wine? The reason is simple, because maybe the Avodah may become too much for the men of the Beis Av. The Beis Av is a specific clan that were on duty. The Mishmar is the family that's uncalled the entire week. That's up for the week. But within that family, there are Beis Avs that were designated for the specific days. Maybe the family, maybe the group that was for that specific day was going to be not sufficient to be able to complete the avodah. They need help. The avodah salam, they're going to have to come assist their brothers, the kanim, and they're going to be doing avodah shriyayim, which is a big issue. That's the avera, one of the mahalchim, the one that the viewer killed, that's chibisa. Therefore, you can't drink by day. Okay, but by night it's okay. So then why Beis Av cannot drink by day or by night? Because the Isaac Tum and Avoida. What do you mean? A night time is Avoida? What am I going to do at night? So Rashi says, yeah, there is. There's Avoida night. Hektich lav vayvarim. If the things that you put in the Mizbech, supposed to do all by day, but if you didn't get a chance to put it by day, or if it popped off the Mizbech a day, you put it back at night. The Akhtar Seymurim, the popped off by day, you put it back at night. And therefore, that's considered a night Avoida. Can't be Shizuyayin. They can't drink if they're on call, if it's their day, not by day or by night. Rambam argues, Rambam says no. And the reason why they can't drink by night is because if it's their day of Avoida, if they're going to be drinking at night, and then it comes the morning, they're going to do Avoida, they may not be prepared. And therefore, nothing to do with the avoid of the night. Because if they do avoid all day, they can't drink by day or by night. If I'm not called to avoid all day, I already can't drink by day or by night. As I like Rabbi, Aruch Lerner explains why Rabbi didn't just say a symbol as Rashi. Aruch Lerner wants to say nice chab. The Rabbi didn't want to say Rashi because Rashi's explanation does not work for Friday nights. Friday nights, that which pops on Zvech, they didn't put back. On a Friday night, they wouldn't put the Mur back on the Zvech if it popped off. Once it was on, you already ate it. The mitzvah is to put it back on. But to put it back on a Friday night, that we don't do. So if that would be the case, they should be able to drink Friday night. You don't find a dispensation that the Kahanim of the Beis Av could drink Friday night. Now you could say, like, look. You could say, like, look. But Rabbi didn't want to say that. So it says, Rabbi never says the reason is because they can't drink any night, because night is too connected, too close to the day where they're doing Avodah. Therefore, they can't drink. Rashi says, no, it's because they have Avodah of the Laila. Okay, two Malchim. The Kanamru, here is the biggest sign, which relates to even in our times, theoretically. Kol Kayin, Shemakir, Mishmarta, Mishmaris, Beis Av, Shalai, any Kayin who's Makir, his Mishmar, the Mishmar, the Beis Av, of his family, Vedesh, Beta, Oves, Kocham, he knows there was an established Kavias in the Beis Amigdash, Asa, Shasan, Galesian. So he knows exactly which day is the Mishmar, which day is his Beis Av, and which Beis Av he's part of, and that they were fixed there. He can't drink that day because Meir, Beis Amigdash, and therefore, that specific day, He has to be ready to avayda. B'makir b'shmartei b'makir b'shmartei b'mezav shlei. What if he knows his mishmar, but not which base av, which specifically line, which day of the week he'd be on call? He knows the week, doesn't know which day of the week. V'yedei shmartei avayda v'unjab, he knows his base av is kavua in the base amigdash v'avayda. Also shes yayin kolayz v'shabbos. So he's got to be more machmir. He can't drink wine the whole week, because every day of the week could be his day. What if he's not makir his mishmeres? No other mishmeres base av shlei. V'yedei shmartei avayda v'unjab, and he knows the base av is kavua. If he knows that he's a kohen, but he's not makir when the mishmar would be, which mishmar would be part of, which beisav, he wouldn't be able to drink wine the whole year. That should be the halacha that should come out, because any day of the year, the hairy body beis hamikdash, and he'll have to be called to the favayda. He won't be able to avayda because of shesuyei yayin. Excuse me, sorry. So at this point, the kohanim are not able to drink. Says Gemara. But now, before we even see the Gemara's leniency, jump at the top Tosfos. Tosfos says, Avad to this Isser is only Stamazay drinking on its own. But during a Suda, Avad B'Sudas is a top Tosfos. Mutter, Diyayim B'Shez, Zech Suda, ain't a Mishaker. During a Suda, be Mutter, because why in the Mubba Suda, it does make you shaker. Pick the Tosfos because, I mean, obviously we're talking with a reason. We have a Suda's Purim, where the mitzvah is chayav on the Mubasube during the Suda's Purim. So a Suda doesn't automatically, it's not a magic. People get drunk during Suda's all the time. I mean, hopefully not all the time. But people get drunk during Suda's, that we know. Obviously what it means is, a normal amount of drinking, a Shuyayin, is a Revias. That normal amount, or a little more than that, which may be concerned of being a Dinish Shuyayin, that wouldn't be a concern if it's coming in the middle of the meal, because the food protects it. So it gives a big kula. But you have to know, does that mean the kula, when the base message is around, and a kohen is called in to do avayda, on the days of avayda, he can have a glass of wine with his meal, because during the Suda, is Tyson goes so avayt? Or Tyson was just saying this, look, I mean, this chumer, this iser, behavior, when I base a migdash, so a kohen can't drink wine, but he could drink it with the Suda, was Tyson only saying it over here, or does it apply the other way as well? That's interesting. I think it's interesting, Shaila. I would imagine Tyson would not say it when the Beis Hamikdash is around and a kohen is actually going to avoid it that day. Okay. Either way, Rabbi comes up with a bikula. Rabbi Omer Ani, I say. Now Omer Ani can have the lashon of like Omer Ani, I say, like Ich bin du, a gaiva. We know it's really exactly opposite, because Rabbi was quite the anav. As a matter of fact, it's more in a few places. Mark Suvis, the Gemara in Saita that says Mishmeis Rabbi but Lanava. I remember correctly, that's the Mishnah. Last Mishnah Zayta. Last Gemara, last few lines of the Masechta. Mishnah Meis, Rebbe, Batlanova. Rebbe says, V'ekana, there's I. I'm a bigger, I'm also none of. The point is, Rebbe was the epitome of an Avis. So, Imer Ani means almost like Imer Ani Akatan. Ani Akatan, I say, and I heard Pshat once, that it's very simple. Rebbe redacted the Mishnayas. Rebbe quoted all the different Tanayim. And he quoted from all the Gedolei Tanaim, Bishamai, Bisila, Rameir, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel. He quoted from all the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi. He quoted from all the Tanaim. So when he quotes his own, he wants to be clear. Omer Ani, there's all the Gevaldik Tanaim that were before me, hundreds of years, and there's Omer Ani, Ani Akatan. Okay, the only Tanaim you find in Shas that I recall that has this lashon is Rabbi Omer Ani. So it's a lashon of Anivus in this context. Rabbi Omer, Omer Ani, Asur Lishis Yayin Leilam. Really, you should be asked to drink wine, Leilam. A Kayan should not be able to drink wine. Avon the Esa, Shetakanasai Kakalasai. That the Kilkel, what's the Kilkel? Nebuch the Beis Hamikdash has not been rebuilt in so many years. Rabbi lived almost 2,000 years ago. Rabbi lived 100 years, 150 years after Churban Bayis. How far after Churban Bayis did Rabbi leave? Rabbi lived. Rabbi Kiv was Rabbi Churban Bayis. Rabbi lived 150 years later. Rabbi was, and Rabbi said, it's been so many years already, we can't keep them for drinking wine. Right? So Kol Shekein, unfortunately, the Kalkala, it's a Kilkel. It's our destruction that we don't have. It's actually Meduk Tiglashon. Because every generation when the Beis Hamikdash is not built in its days, it's not considered just as not rebuilt. It's considered Nebuch that way as if it has been destroyed. So the Kilkel, the fact that it's the Kulkel, that every generation still doesn't have a Beis Hamikdash, is the Takana. The Kohens can't keep stopping them for drinking wine because Meheri about a Beis Hamikdash. Okay, it does seem to be at odds with what we had earlier in the Masechta. We had recently for Rabbi Yechem Zakkai, who was geyser, that you cannot eat the Michas Eimer, you can't eat it in the morning right away from Eir Mizrach. When there's no Michas Eimer, when there's no Beis Hamikdash, you really not eat it for the morning. But he said you can't eat right away because you have to wait. Maybe the Beis Hamikdash should be rebuilt, and maybe they didn't get a chance to be in the Eimer yet. That whole concern is based on Mehevri Yabani Beis Hamikdash. We have hope that the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt at any moment. That's mamish opposite this idea for Rebbe. And the truth of the Rabbanan on the top of base will clearly argue with Rebbe. But that's Rebbe's aside. And over here it's permissible to drink for the Kanan because of the length of time that the Beis Hamikdash has been around. Amar Abaye, Kamash Hasu Edek Kani Hamri. According to whom do Kanan drink wine? Bezban Azeh. Ki Rebbe, the Kanan drink wine? Bezban Azeh. According to the Shita of Rebbe. Anche mishpah v'anche maimed asur nizab. Now, the truth is, but one other point before we go further, the Achorinim discuss. We're not going to get into it in Arichas, but just the topic they discuss. Achorinim discuss even with the Beis Hamikdash, even if it comes down for Shemayim, it doesn't get rebuilt. We discussed before, Eliyahu is going to come first. Then it's going to be Sheikh David, right? Unless it's not related to Beis Hamikdash, who knows exactly what goes on at the end of days. But the Avodah Pashtas won't be ready for service immediately. Tyson Avodah is already asked. What about Tumma? The Karam will be Tumma. Tumma Chibatsiba Tyson answers. Okay, maybe that's one answer. What about the Chinuch HaMizbeach? It's not so Pashtas that there won't be some sort of time for the Kayan to get sober. The Gemara is really going to address it on the base, like having haircuts. And the Gemara ultimately is going to say, haircuts, there will be enough time. He'll have enough time to get haircuts. He won't have enough time to get sober, but he'll have enough time to get haircuts. The Gemara does really address us, but the Achorinim already discussed the topic as well on Amud Aleph, even before the Gemara addressed it more length on Beis. For Sari and others, they do touch on this topic. Okay. Anche Mishmer, Anche Maimed, Asul Lesab Lechavis, Lechavishim Mitar Mibre Kavit Shabbos. The Anche Mishmer, Anche Maimed, that's the Israelim that correspond, the Anche Mishmer, the Kadim. They cannot take haircuts or wash their clothing during the week. But on Thursday it's Mutter, I'll cover Shabbos. My time or why not? This should sound familiar. In order they shouldn't come into the Mishpar in a state of nivel, in a state of being unkempt. They should get their haircuts and they'll launder their clothing before they come to their Mishmer and Maimon. Meaning they're gonna say, I'll do it when I'm off work for the week, when I'm set aside for the Maimon or for the Mishmer, I'll do it then. What does it sound like? Chalamayin. Same thing with Chalamayin. In order to come into Yom Tov properly prepared, so Chazal made a tikkun that you cannot even do it a chalamayit in order that people shouldn't to delay it to wait till then. Tanaban, Melech Mustapachim. What's on the topic of haircuts? Melech Mustapachim. King gets a haircut every day. Kain God Mustapachim. Erev Shabbos. Shabbos. Kain God gets a haircut every Erev Shabbos. Kain Hedyach Shoshim. Kain Hedyit is supposed to get a haircut once every 30 days. The Gemara elaborates in the Brisa what the source is. Melech Mustapachim. My time. Amar Bar Zavda. Amar Kar Melech. Yafir Techazan Enecha. The king should always be seen in his beauty. Since the Mishmers change every Shabbos, the Mishmer changes on Shabbos. So when the incoming Mishmer comes in, they should see the Kohen Gadol in his full glory. So he gets a haircut every Erev Shabbos to make sure he looks perfectly kept. That's why his hair is cut on every Friday. He can't cut on Shabbos. So he cut on Friday, the day before, when they come in Shabbos afternoon. What's the source of every 3 days? I see Pair Pair Nazim learn Zir Shabbat Pair Pair for Nazir. It says by Kahanim, they should not shave their heads, but they also says they shouldn't shave their heads on the one hand. On the other hand, parallel shalechu, they shouldn't let the hair grow long. Now, how long is that? Some says by Nazir, his hair should be holy, it should grow out. He should let the hair of his head grow out by Nazir. What's the length of a Nazir? We know. Just by Nazir is 30 days. So to here, we're saying what's called a para that you're not allowed to have by Kayin. What's the limit? 30 days. So a Kayin cuts his hair every 30 days. If Nazir goes from Nazir, how do we know Nazir is 30 days? We take it for granted. How do we know? It's Mar Nadar and Mar Nazir, of course, makes this Cheshbon famous, one of the only Gematrias that we learned something from. Chas Amar Basta Stam Nazirus Shleishim Yehim Stam is 30 days. Menalan Amar Kra Yia Bigamatria Klasan Havi. The word Yia that it says by Nazir is 2 yuds. Each yud is 10, is 20, and 2 hay is 5 and 5 is 30. So the Gematria of Yia is 30. That tells us that Nazir is 30 days. Again, the Shaila is this one only place in Chas? You do find one of the other places. We had the Lamed Tavs Lachas. We had a similar type of drasha. You find a couple places in Chas. We have drashas from Gematrias, but it's very very seldom. Not so common. And the those that want to say it's really a halacha mishmashinai, it's more of an asmach to the mantra. Okay, but the point is, it's 30 days, so we learn out that Kain Hedyot has to cut his hair, because it says in the pasuk, Ferra Lo Yishalechu, he must cut it once every 30 days. I'm there for Labaye, maybe the Torah says, Ferra Lo Yishalechu, don't let it grow at all. Who told you to 30 days? Don't let it grow at all. So that's a Rashi learns the Gemara's Kasha. Klal, don't let it, which really fits the words, fairly simple. The question is, what will be the lumpness? We just said that the pasuk says, Ufera lo yishalechu, and we used to say a shavuot to show what a normal amount of time is. So Taisa is a nice chap. Taisa says, Lilibu Klal means less than 30 days, meaning 29 days. Taisa says, because it can't be much less than that, because otherwise what's Kzir Shava? Kzir Shava was to Nazir. What it means is, maybe you don't let it get till the 30 days. A Nazir has to cut it, he has to let it grow for 30 days. He can't cut it in within 30 days. He's got to let it grow 30 days. Maybe the limit is that you can't let it get to Pera, meaning 29 days. So the whole kasha is one extra day, says the Cheshik Shlema from his brother, beautiful Chap. Again, the words of the Gemara don't fit as well according to Tesis, fits better according to Rashi. The kasha is harder to understand according to Rashi, but the words fit better, like Rashi, says the Cheshik Shlema's brother, Le libra klal, the word klal should be separated into two words. Le-lirbu kol lamed. Beautiful chab. Le-lirbu kol lamed. Maybe the chiddush is not to let it grow a full 30 days. Meaning what? 29 days. That's the logasha. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amalei, Yavik kasav, le-shalech pera. If the order was, don't let it get to pera, kedagamrit, then I'd say, you don't get it. This fits very well. Taisa's explanation. Le-shalech pera, don't let it get to pera, then I'd have you, I'd say, your way, don't let it get past 29 days. Hashach siv, u pera le-shalechu, pera lahave, let it get to pera, which is 30 days. Then, more than that, not. So it could be 30 days worth, but not more than that. Yachi, I feel it, Nami. Ask him 1 second. So why should we read the Kayanam also today? Should be worried about cutting the hairs every 30 days in order to be fit to do Avodah in the base of Medish. Now it seems, let's say a Kayan who's living outside in out of Yishlayim, right? L'chayra, the Kayan's, Isser to cut his hair. At this point, the Gemara assumes it would be whether he goes to Mikdash or not. On a Mabez, the Gemara is going to connect him more to Avodah. But at this point, the Gemara is asking, El Chaira, it doesn't say anywhere about related to Avodah. He just lets his hair grow long. So that should apply to any Kayan. Yachi, I feel the Shuzuyayan Ami. The Gemara says, Tamid the Shuzuyayan. Cutting his hair is compared to Shuzuyayan, the drinking. Mashiyam is Bazman Bia, who the Asr, sometimes Bia Shari. Just like drinking wine was only Asr and Asman of Bia. So Bazman, when you can't go to Mikdash, no longer is it an Isser. Afachanami. So by cutting here, not us, or if not a time of going to Mikdash. Says Gemara, Vatan, Rabbi Aimer, Aimani. I say, can I must lishes yain leilim? Really, can I must drink wine forever? Of mass, what can I do? Tekanas like a glass like the tekan of the kayanim is the kilk of the basement. This has been unfortunately has been around for a long time. If I'm Rabbi says, can I just hamra? Like who did the kind of drink today? Top of base, Kirebi. They drink like Rebbe. Michlal, what do you see? Drabbanon asri. You see the attack according to Rabbanon, it would be asr, bizman azeh, for the kadam to drink wine. That's what we mentioned that before. It was Rebbe Shita. What are we going to do? Takanaska glossai. But the Rabbanon still stick with Meher Rabbanon based on Mekdash, and they wouldn't be able to drink wine, bizman azeh, even according to Rabbanon. So my time and the merciful is out for us. My time and Meher Rabbanon based on Mekdash will be in Kairi with the Lavra Vaida. The based on Mekdash should be rebuilt speedily in our days, and you need a Kayan to do Avaida, who's fit to Avaida, and therefore, they cannot drink wine. So here too, hachav shalom misprevail. So that was really part of the Gemara's terrors. So the Gemara is bothered. L'chayr, why are we worried according to this about cutting here? Answers the Gemara: the reason why you can't drink is meher b'nei beis hamikdash uvin kara b'nei avoda v'leka. You need to cut it through avoda, and you won't have because you'll be drunk. Whereas hachav shalom misprevail, he can cut his hair right now and go in. Meaning, once we've established that the din of cutting here doesn't apply when there's no bia space of English because it doesn't exist, just like shuyayin doesn't apply, shuyayin's only issue, not for now, it's for meir, but a basic English. Well, cutting here is not an issue because you see the basic English coming down, get a haircut. What does it take? 4 seconds? It takes 3 minutes? 5 minutes? You get a haircut, it's fine. Iyache, shuyayinami, efshadigani purtavayel. Ask more if that's the case. The shuyayin also, why can we say that someone who drank, let him sleep a little, and he'll be able to go to Mikdash? If one walks a mill, or he takes a short nap, a power nap, that takes away the effects of the wine. So why can't that be a simple eitzah? Why are we saying that the kain can't drink, the korda chamim, warga rebbe, korda abani can't drink? No, let him drink. And if the basement is rebuilt, and Mitzvah speedily in our days, he'll take a quick power nap, or he'll walk a mill, like this eitzah of Rami Rabba. Answers the Gemara, that eitzah depends on how much the person drank. Like we kind of spoke out, for taste from the top of an olive. Lav mi itmarla, when a person drinks while he's eating his meal. Lav mi itmarla, didn't we say over there, about this, Amar Nachman, Amar Abavua, Leshado Ella, Kishasa Shir Revias. It was only said when one drank a Shir Revias. Avashasa Yasim Revias, if one drank more than Revias, Kolchkin, the Shadarach, Maturasai, Vishina, Mishakarte. If the person drank more than Revias, the Derech will make him more torrid, more disturbed, the Shina will make him more sicker. It's all going to affect his faculties even more. It won't help if he drank more than a Revias. So the answer again is that by the hair, he's able to cut his hair immediately once the base mission is rebuilt, and therefore not an issue why there should be an Isser that a Kayan should let his hair grow more than 30 days, bismanazeh. Whereas drinking, according to Chabal, is still a problem because Meir is Mikdash, and it won't be fit to do the Avodah, and there won't be a quick Eitzah to get it back to normal. Rav Ashi and Rashi is another Teretz, while we're worried about Shisui Yayin and not worried about the hair cutting, Shisui Yayin the Machle Avodah. Because Rabbanon, drinking wine, which is Mechal Avodah, Bidiyavid, it passes Avodah, it's a psul. So Rabbanon said, that's enough for reason to make a Gzeira. Pri Reish, Tlai Machle Avodah, Ligos Rabbanon. Whereas, hair cutting, which is not a psul, Avodah, Bidiyavid, meaning Lechitin has to do Avodah, the Kain is not supposed to be with his hair uncut. But if a Kain came with his hair uncut, it would have passed Avodah. Since Bidiyavid is not passed anyway, so we're not going to make him cut his hair. Ask the verse 8. That's what make Gzeiras. when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, we finally get the Beis HaMikdash again, it's back up and running, and we're okay for the guy who's here wasn't cut to do that Avodah. I mean, you didn't make it zero because we're okay with Pidyon if it gets messed up. Why don't you do it right in the first place? So the answer is, the question himself averts that Avada, what it means like this, we're not expecting Shisur Yayin or someone who cut his hair, who hasn't cut his hair properly, to do the Avodah. We're not expecting any of the Avodah. The point is, if by mistake, someone in his excitement to do the Avodah races to the top, races to the front, and does the Avodah, and he still was a little under the influence, that'll pass the Avodah. That'll actually pass the Avodah. Whereas if he didn't cut his hair, it wouldn't pass the Avodah. So in the worst case scenario that it happened, it wouldn't pass. But not that there's even a tzad that that's actually going to happen. It's more that it doesn't pass the Rabbanah to make a gzeira on something that anyway wouldn't pass the Avodah. That's the idea of verse 8. Chorosh Taka Ara. Technically, Aaron Cannon was bothered this morning. It's going to be a free-for-all. Whoever listens to the Avodah is going to do the Avodah. Like the first, the chinuch of Avodah, when the Beis Mishkan back, you'd assume there'd be a system in place. And to be a real, you know, it'd be a proper process. It's not going to be a free for all. Chiddush to think that that's what's that the initial avoid that first day is going to be something like this. Okay, Meisve. Ask the Markasha on Rav Ashi's assumption that a kohen who does avoida with long hair, but the event avoidus kasher. Meisve. The elushem b'misa the following people chayv misa b'de shemayim for doing avoida. Shisuyayim pereish. Shisuyayim and pereish a chayv misa. It says Yaim v'Shech Chatesh. That's by the pasuk. Actually, one of the reasons why we say that was not the Yuschet because it says it over there, right? So Yaim v'Shech Chatesh is a raya that there's a. It says in the pasuk it says V'Lo Yemusa, you won't die. It's a raya to the Chiv Misa Beishmayim for going in Shizu Yain. El Perish Menalan. How you know if one lets the hair too long that he's Chayv Misa if he doesn't avoid the Chiv? For Reish Megalechu Upar LeShlechu is the pasuk Yicheskel. For Reish Megalechu Upar LeShlechu Uchse Basrei. And next one it says. Afterwards, don't drink wine. After talking about not letting the hair go long, so the pasuk in Yecheskel is kind of comparing. It's putting together the lav of letting the hair grow long with the lav of doing a vayda as a shuzayin. Mashuya, mamisa, just like shuzayin, misa. After which misa will make a hekish for the pasuk in Yecheskel say that a one who lets the hair grow long and then a vayda is chayv misa. Umina, here's the part that we need. Imash suyayin to mach the avoda, just like suyayin pass the avoda. So af pre mash mach the avoda. So to pre rish the letting the hair grow too long should also pass the avoda. It should follow by extension as part of the same, as part of that same hekish. So there's a shaila here. Says here we have it in parentheses and we'll just read it anyway and then we'll explain the chur why it's a shaila. Like kiyus kishlamisu iskish. I'll tell you no. Make a chiluk. The price attack only made the hekish like abemisa. The price didn't say anything like abavoda passing the avoda. Taka the hekesh is only for misa, not the pasul avoda. Kiskesh lamisa iskesh. The long hair is similar to shuziyayin, and there's a chiv misa if one does avoda. It's such a state if the kain does avoda. Avalach le avoda le iskesh, but the pasul avoda for that it wasn't compared. What would be the reason why we need parentheses? Because we have a klal ain eisin hekesh lemechza. You can't split hekesh. Once split hekesh, no hekesh at all. So lechera the shakam v'tayir in the parentheses is this discussion whether we can make such a split or not. I'm the Avinu Rashi. Hamikam da tzichaska manamra shaila. Before he comes to him around and compare the psukim of the kahanim with long hair to those who drink wine, how did we know? Where did we know till then that long hair is chayav misa? Shisu yain pasuk lechomish. How did we know that long hair avoda, long hair kain is chayav misa for doing avoda? Chayav misa b'shmayim. Amalei says Rashi ul tameir. And according to you, hadam rav chizda tavas amitar spesh rabbeinu lelamadu. This matter that wasn't learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Namely, the halacha is that a kohen who doesn't have a mismilah cannot do avodah. We're talking about a kohen who doesn't have a mismilah even if his brothers died machas milah. So it's the legitimate reason not to have a milah. He had older brothers that died machas milah, you don't give him a milah. But still, he's pasul avodah. So the halacha is, it says over here, but we know from the Nevi'im, again, pasul Yecheskel, kamenech arleiv, v'arav basar, le'ave, al-mikdash, there's Sharzani or not, Shad parentheses. Okay. Hamakami das Yecheskel Manabra. Who taught this halacha before Yecheskel? Again, it's Yecheskel. It wasn't the Torah. How do we know it? Till that point. Elikamur Gomer. Avado is halacha Mashim Sinai, a Messiah. Vas Yecheskel, Vas Machakra. Yecheskel brought a pasik to kind of give a smichas, a smachta for the halacha Mashim Sinai. Hachanami Gomer really. So to Ardin, that a kain with hair too long is Chayav Misa for doing Avodah was already halacha Mashim Sinai. Vas Yecheskel, Vas Machakra. And Yecheskel came and he put it on a pasik. Okay, Kol Kas Megillas Tainus. We'll just stop next Gemara. It carries on tomorrow's daf, but we'll start it. Kol Kas Megillas Tainus. Leil the Mishnah in front of Aser Lachamot. We've seen in the Mishnah about the concept of Megillas Tainus. And we discussed the Megillas Titus are these days that are Yom Tovim, the Yom Tovim days that you can't fast, some of them you can't make a spade even. So whatever it is in Megillas Titus, you can't make a hesped, the day before it's also a hesped, the day after is mutter. We're going to elaborate more now on the Gemara. Tanaman, there's a baraisa that was taught in Megillas Titus. In Yom, in the following, these are the days that the Sodom behind that one is not supposed to fast on them. And some of these days, you can't even do hesped. You're not allowed to fast on these days, and some of them you can't even do hesped. Here are some of the days. From the beginning of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, until the 8th of Nisan, it took it to be there. It was established the Tamid. They had a machlekes about the Tamid being brought from the Dafka, from the community funds. The Tzedukim held that the Tamid has to be Dafka from the individuals. There's no machlekes about it. Can an individual donate to the community funds? Whole machlekes. So the Chachamim won the Tzedukim that the Stam Tamid comes to the communal funds. And once they won the Machlekes, there was a Yom Tov established from Rosh Chodesh Nisan for 8 days about the Talmud. Those are days that one cannot give hesped on. From the 8th day until the end of Yom Tov, it was a day of celebration. It was a weekend change of celebration to celebrate the establishment of when Shavuos was. Remember, there's a famous one that Tzukim held. Memachas Shabbos means you always start the count for Shavuos, the 49 days, from a Sunday. Shavuos always falls out on a Sunday, 49 days later. It falls out on a Sunday because Memachas Shabbos means Sunday. That's a little Deitch. The Chazal said, no, it doesn't mean Sunday. It means Memachas Shabbos. Shabbos in that context means the first day of Pesach is like a day of Shabbos. Memachas Shabbos means what we do, of course, till today, the second day of Pesach is but our first day of Sfira. So Memachas Shabbos. So they won that machlekes, so they celebrated then from the 8th day of Nisan till after Pesach. Amamar. We'll just see the first conversation here. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th of Nisan, it took him to be the Masakim, the din of the Talmud, and therefore the Mitzvah, these are days that are not allowed to have Hesped. Lomli Rosh Yarcha, why are they establishing Megillas Titus, a din of not making Hespedim? From Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh, anybody can't have Hespedim. Lame Mitrebe Nisan, they should have only established Megillas Titus from the second day Nisan, for Rosh Chodesh Kufay, Yom Tov V'Asr. Rosh Chodesh itself is ready Yom Tov anyway, it's Asr. Amrava Lenitzcha Elas Yom Shalfanam, says Rav Achab, Amrav. Rav says Achab, because we come to Asr the day before. We said these days of Megillas Titus have the power to ask the days of before. By making Rosh Chodesh Nisan also part of Megillas Titus, it now Asr's Erev Rosh Chodesh and Asr's days of before. Ask Gemara for Shalfanam, Nami, typically Dav Yom Shalfanam Rosh Chodesh. The day before, like I think Yud was asking, is the day before Shchaydish. Doesn't the day before Shchaydish also carry that weight? Gemara says it does not. Why? It doesn't need it. The whole idea of having the day before Asr is because you need Chizik to make sure that people aren't going to be lax in the day itself. So Shchaydish is Daraisa, and therefore Daraisa by Chizik. These days are Megillas Titus. Lefneim, Lachreim Asur, the day before and the day after could be Asur. Shabbos Yom Tov, where Shabbos Yom Tov, Hein Asurim. The days of Shabbos Yom Tov are himself Asur, fasting, Hesped. Lefneim, Lachreim Asur, the day before and the day after are permissible. Ma'ay Fesh Bezal Zeh, what's the logical? What's the chalot between these? Halo Devei Teira, V'Devei Teira Tzin Chizik. Halo Devei Seferim, V'Devei Seferim Tzin Chizik. These are Devei Teira. And Devei Teira don't need chizik, whereas these Devei Seferim and Devei Seferim need chizik. So therefore, Megillas Titus needs the chizik, and therefore it does create an issue for the day before. Rosh Chodesh does not create an issue for the day before, and therefore they specifically made the day of Rosh Chodesh also, the day of Megillas Titus, to happen issue also of Hesped for the day before. What's the obvious Bam Gasha? Okay, now before that, so we'll leave it one shtar, we'll leave it for tomorrow. One shtar Kasha. The Kasha is, but the bottom line is, the Gemara clearly just said Rosh Chodesh doesn't need chizik. Why? Because you're going to keep Rosh Chodesh no matter what. The whole point of the day before is to make sure you keep that day. But if Rosh Chodesh is mechuzik enough, they don't need chizik, so you fight there. What are you making Megillas Titus from Rosh Chodesh to get the chizik the day before? You don't need the chizik. You don't have to the kasha. Rosh Chodesh doesn't need chizik. It's a shtar ka'ara. So this morning, in the morning, Shira Leon wanted to answer Shira late plug. And that is the teretz. It's not the most kishmak lamed teretz. It's the words I told him right when he said it. But it is the teretz of B'nai Yeshua. He's mechav to B'nai Yeshua. Late plug. Megillas Titus is always asers the day before. So therefore they did a late plug. They wanted always to have a day before Visser on any Megillas Titus.